Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise and 5 foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and did not take any oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but you go rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Master, Master, open up to us." But he answered and said, "Truly I say unto you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you do know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took on his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them 5 other talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his master's money. After a long time the master of those servants came and reckoned with them. So that he had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your master." He also that had received 2 talents came and said, "Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents besides them." Master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your master." Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, "Master, I knew you, that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you've not strewn. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the earth. Here you have what is yours." His master answered and said to him, "Wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strewn. You ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own back with interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which has 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that does not have shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his splendor, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his majesty. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, 'Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, 'Master, when did we see you hungry, and gave you food? Or thirsty, and gave you to drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come unto you?' The king shall answer and say to them, 'Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you've done it to me.' Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Master, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it not to the one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life everlasting. End of chapter 1.